Okay, so this was a request from a viewer. It directed me to this Reddit, I guess with chat subcategory or something. I don't know. It says this is actually an ad for a woman looking for a date in Reddit. And like I say so many times before, man, like just don't. I mean, like just. By the time I said this in older videos, by the time a woman has to do online dating, she is fucked up in real life. Okay, I'm talking like, see, there's because it's just the reality of it. Woman sells herself for a different, for like a woman's value is based off of her just being seen as woman. You see what I'm saying? So like, and anything else after that, you know, we men work around that shit. They just want, you know, feminine woman who's clean. And you know, physically healthy. So if she has to go into online shit looking for a man, trust me, that woman is fucked up in one way or another. Like I say before in our older videos, either one way, the woman the woman fucking either her taste, she has lobster taste with a McDonald's budget, or she can be legitimately lo she can afford the lobster, but all her money's fucking like Monopoly money. Like she's not like she's just not matching up. So restaurants just aren't even accepting her money. You see, so this specific article says she's currently in England looking anywhere. She wants to travel the world together, get lost, and maybe find each other. A little bit about me. It's talking about the woman. I lived a crazy life. And not easy life. I'm originally Brazilian and have lived in the US for 7 years. That's a huge strike against you because you've been Americanized. She's divorced at 30 years of age and have recently, less than a year ago, moved to England, Liverpool area. So, okay, so the fact that she moved in that area, okay, so she told herself right that she's getting alimony, okay? Because this raggedy bitch, no education, no skills, no talent. How does she afford to get the fucking Liverpool? How does she? It's a 15 from the U.S. or Brazil. From that side of the world to this part of the world where you know Europe and all this shit. You're gonna spend at least on like unless you are really good at finding deals, you're gonna spend at least $1,000 for the plane flight, and then the U.K. is not cheap. So this bitch is she is divorce raping motherfuckers getting by life like most of them do. She told herself right there. I mean, there could be a chance maybe she came from a rich family, whatever the fuck, but let's just keep it real. She divorced raped the dude. Okay, last guy she was married to. So she continues. I won't lie, my life is a mess, or at least I'd like to think it is. I am divorced, no children, and not even sure if I plan to stay in this country or move somewhere else at the moment, perhaps back to Brazil. I think I'd like to think of myself as a rolling stone looking for somewhere to call home. I am bipolar. Immediate red flag, and have recently been released from a brief stay at a psychiatric hospital related to disassociating episodes. Hot, I know. I started with everything that might scare people off. No, okay. That's not it. Okay, this is going, okay, this is either two, there's not might. Okay, either the only guys who are going to read this are guys with some sense and they read it and it will scare them off, or it's going to be desperate fucking guys dying for her attention. And just like with anything, you know, with anywhere a woman goes, she's going to hit those two demographics. Guys with sense are going to just smell this shit and get the fuck out of there. Or if that's even if she built herself up well enough to even get around any quality guys, and she's going to be stuck around guys begging for her attention. Guys that she won't really want, that she'll just use and then divorce rape, and then she'll move off to fucking Scotland next. You see? She continues. A little about what I look like. Currently blonde, but considering going brunette. 153 centimeters tall. So I guess this is about 5'3", 5'4". A little heavier than I would prefer to be, but always trying to improve and stay active. We know she's not staying active. At 30 years old, her life's a wreck. It's a great chance she's not staying. Okay, if she's got to go online to find a man, it's a great chance she's not in any type of physical good shape. It says a little about my interests: poetry, drawing, video games, traveling, animals, comic books, Bonus if we can nerd out about Vertigo or DC or even role play. Writing, long conversations about any film, self-care, photography, skincare, spiritual. See, this, her interest, when women, see, this is a very common thing. When women do say this shit, they, well, women always know the audience she's going after. So in this context, it's going to be men. So she's going to try to rattle off everything that she can try to get that right quality of man to come after her. See, like the quality of man she's going after is going to be a guy that she feels that she can divorce rape like she did the last, which I can pretty much guarantee what she did to the last guy. So she continues, and I haven't even read this far, so this is new, you know, for me. What I'm looking for, someone like-minded who wants to be someone's partner in crime. I am looking for a real connection, physically, spiritually, mentally. Yeah, bullshit. That feeling when you touch someone's hand and it's electric. Bitch, you are 30 years old. You grow the fuck up. You touch electric. No, grow the fuck up. But she doesn't have to, because there's always going to be some beta bitch boy to, you know, worship the ground she walks on. Nobody's going to fucking, I felt electric. Oh my God, it's electric. Grow the fuck up. This shit's fucking sickening, man. Someone good at writing, I would normally be opposed to a long-distance relationship, but now I think that goal is to have someone you can call home no matter where you are or they are. I'm old-fashioned in a very romantic way and look forward to exchanging songs that make us think of one another. Okay, look, if you're old-fashioned, why didn't you find a decent man at a younger age and just be a decent woman with him? You see? Or if you're an old-fashioned woman, if you were a decent old-fashioned woman, a man would have came across you in real life and talked to you and snatched you up as a wife. He didn't do that. Why? Because you're not old-fashioned. Maybe you're an old-fashioned piece of shit, but you're not an old-fashioned woman, like a decent woman. And just like fucking what do you call it? Just like clockwork, here comes the betas. Lovely human being with sorry past. So that's like that. That may be a realistic response. And she replied, "I try not to feel sorry for it, and more so think I've been given lots of opportunities to learn so much." Someone else said, "Hey there, wouldn't mind speaking. 30 male NYC here. Here comes the betas. Hi, I'm near London and would love to chat with you." This bitch just admitted to the okay. Why did her last, if she's such a great fucking catch, why did her last husband split up with her for whatever reason? If she's such a great fucking catch, why is she bipolar and getting out of fucking psychiatric fucking the psych ward? Like that, look, man, look, let me tell you guys something. This, see, if a woman makes it clear that she has some clinical mental health issue, do not engage with that shit. I'd recommend don't engage it under any circumstances, but they can be used as good pump and dumps if you know how to manage it right. But like, don't ever that shit. No. Cause there's no good way. There is no good reason. There's no good scenario for this as a man, for especially in Western countries. Cause scenario A, a lot of women just want attention. You see? So with that being said, a lot of women, they'll just pretend they're depressed and try to run it up so then they can get on medications and they can feel like they're part of that depression group and they can feel like a group of people again and shit. But they're really, you know, nothing's, you know, like most women, there's nothing special about them. But if she's willing to go that far, she's willing to go that far in the fucking you up and lying on you, you see? So don't ever, and then on the other hand, let's say she actually does have this problem. Well, this bitch is mentally unstable. You don't know what she might do. And you just on the hook just because she's opening her fucking wet holes for you. Like, no, man, just don't ever touch that shit, man. So here comes all the betas. Just like clockwork. Like this is, it's amazing. The betas that chase after these women. Like, it doesn't matter where they are. So here's another one. You seem like a cool, interesting person. I'd be interested in talking, but not looking for a relationship, just friendship. See, that was like weak ass game that this dude just tried to pull, because he's trying to pull the whole "I like you, but I don't want a relationship" to try to like loop her into like, "Oh, well, why does he want a relationship out of me?" and trying to get her looped on that. So and it continues. I write. I'm into films and traveling is what I live for. Let me know if you want to talk. 36 male in the UK. Yeah, bruh. No, leave that shit alone. 36 male in the UK. There's 35 male from Texas, if you like the chat. I think you sound grand to chat to. Hello there. 33 Birmingham. Drop us a message if you want to chat. It's just all the betas. Here's another one. Hi, want a DM. You are absolutely gorgeous, my dear. You are def a fun person to be connected to, without a doubt. Not scary so far. Where in the U.S. are you? And do you really love Cabra, and I don't know what that shit, and Chia. Look, this is just a great example, man. Like, see, woman, this is why I tell you guys so much, man. Never, ever, ever, never, ever feel sorry for a woman. Now, if you like a woman, then like her. But don't ever feel sorry for her, because, like, all of them will have five more on speed dial waiting to go. You run up some, you know, run up, take some money from them and maybe give them sex if they're horny or some shit like that. Like, don't ever feel sorry for a woman. Never, never feel sorry for one, man. Because trust me, Annie, that fat, ugly, dumb bitch you see that work in the cafeteria, she got three dudes hollering at her on Tinder or OkCupid or Plenty of Fish, and she's taking her time getting back to them. All right. It don't matter where they are on the planet. I don't care how the country's looking, any of that shit. Every woman on the planet, simply because she is woman, she has a roster waiting on her in case she feels like going to get some attention again. OK, so don't ever feel sorry for a woman in a dating week just because she's fat. She's real tall. She's real short. She has a big nose. She has, you know, big ears. She has big feet. Whatever. Fuck. Don't feel sorry for a man, because they always have at least five other betas in the rotation. But anyway, I'm going to make these like shorter videos. I haven't posted Patreon in a while. So thank you to everybody who's even still following me on Patreon, because, man, life just took over. This coronavirus fucked shit up. And like, I'm managing. It's just a shitload of shit. So thank you for everybody who's still following me on Patreon. I'm going to start posting more on here. And more of my videos are going to be like this, because I got to replace my hard drive, because I'm out of hard drive space. So I got to just do this live shit on YouTube and then make it like a regular video, so I don't have to save it to my hard drive. But yeah, anyway, thank you for everybody who's still following me on Patreon. I'm gonna start making a lot more videos here. I promise. Now, I'm gonna get on the t-shirt and coffee mug game, so that I should have that up and running by Monday. I'll make a post in Patreon and on YouTube in case you guys may miss it in here. So yeah, man, have a good day.